Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien from Top Third Ag Marketing with your Ag Daily weekly outlook for Monday, August 19th. Well, after last week's sell-off of between 20 and 50 cents in beans, wheat, and corn, with a slight bounce on Friday, markets are again lower this Monday morning as a result of good rains moving across parts of the drier Midwest. So we had good coverage across parts of Illinois, central areas, central Indiana, and also drier parts of Iowa, that leading to the markets being down about 5.5 cents in corn at 3.75 1/4 in the December, down 3 to 4 cents in wheat with September Chicago at 4.67 1/2 and Kansas City September at 3.90 1/4. And we've got November soybeans down 7 1/4 cents at 8.72 1/4. So again, we had some decent rains over the weekend. And in the next 5 to 7 day period, we're also looking for some pretty good coverage across the Midwest, notably in the southern areas. So this has got the markets again on the defensive, but we're trading just down in the lower end of the ranges from last week and last Friday's bounces. In exports, we had inspections come out this morning. Corn was weak again, 510,000 metric tons versus 719 last week. So no good news there on the demand front. In the wheat, we had inspections of 489,000 versus 710 last week. So this is the first time in a couple of weeks that was wheat was back under the corn. And in the beans, 1.158 million metric tons versus last week's 945,000. So again, demand not looking spectacular. And even though we're looking for declines in the production, the demand side also keeping the grains on the defensive. Markets this week will be keeping an eye on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. That starts today. We've got a couple of legs, a western leg and an eastern leg, and they're going to wind their ways together and meet in Rochester, Minnesota on Thursday. So we will be looking for the numbers coming out of there. But with the beans running behind, it may be difficult to get some accurate counts without full development. Markets will also be keeping an eye if there is any reports of a planned phone call between the U.S. and China. You know, allegedly that September 1st or early September conversation is due to happen, so we'll be watching that as well. But as for now, markets may be drifting a little bit sideways, looking for anything positive out of the Pro Farmer Tour, and weather again, not very threatening, even threats of a possible earlier frost not looking that dramatic at this point. If you have any questions or would like to call Top Third, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Everybody have a great week.